make a heartbreak. One tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you.
I thought I'd never live without the tender love we shared, but absence only showed my heart it never really cared. I'm glad that it's all over now, I'm glad we are through. One tear is all I'll cry for you.
One tear won't make a heartbreak, one tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you.
Heart will bounce right back again and never think of you. And when you come asking me to take you back again, one tear is all I'll cry for you.
One tear won't make a heartbreak, one tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you. One tear won't make a heartbreak, one tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you.
While the sun came up bright and clear, I headed for the fishing hole, just in case the fish don't bite. That sound, come near the fish, put a chance of mine. Too much moving around.
Sun's so hot and I'm so tired, I just can't do no more. Under the shade of the old oak tree, me and my old banjo.
Breakdown. I'd make anybody's fingers weak.
Sun's so hot and I'm so tired, I just can't do no more. Under the shade of the old oak tree, me and my old banjo.
The surface won't tell you
what the deep water knows.
Darling, I'm saying I know something's wrong beneath still waters. Your love is gone.
Listening to the rain.
Yeah, when I'm sitting here wondering where you are. listening to the rain.
Thank you. We welcome you to our part of the entertainment this afternoon, and it's such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you all and all of the entertainers that's here today, too. I don't know if you all realize this. This might have gotten past you, and it almost got past me, too, but I thought about it. Did you realize that yesterday and today we had, I think, six of the original guys that started this music that was here, Bill Monroe, and today Mac Wiseman, Josh Graves, Jody Rainwater is sitting right out there. Jody Rainwater played with the original Foggy Mountain Boys. That's right. And Chubby Wise and Curly Seckler. That's right. And then Kenny Baker, of course, was in just a little while after that. Bobby was singing bluegrass music 2 years after it started, and I was playing it three. And I turned out a little bit better than Bobby did. Isn't that amazing? Oh, you got to have it. Anyway, I think that's really something. And wouldn't it be nice if we could get a picture of all of them on the stage maybe at one time together? Maybe that can take place. If Norman is listening, maybe he could send some of his staff around and check out and see if we could do that. That'd be great to have a picture anyway of that occurrence. So anyhow, I had a special request to play something that I've never played as such. I've worried Bobby half to death for the last 15 years playing it, but I've never actually played it as a tune. And Home on the Range, wherever that guy is that requested that, I'm going to try to play that right now.
I knew he couldn't get through it without putting that note in it. I just knew that.
There's always got to be that underlying card. Always got to have it. Anyway, I thank you for requesting that, and wherever you are, I hope. I don't know. He come up and asked for it, though. Honest to goodness, I wouldn't make a thing. Would I make a thing like that up? No. Not I. Oh, no. No. We had yesterday, I bet you, 25 or 30 requests. People came by the record table. We thank you for doing that. We'll get to all of them that we possibly can. We do a medley of songs. I can't remember the title of the first one. Isn't that funny? My Favorite Memory and You Win Again and Today I Started Loving You Again. We had several people wanted to hear us do that, and we'll do it then.
Once in a life you meet someone who gives to you the reason for that life and what some love can do. So now I'm armed for troubled times with all I need. For I have you, my favorite memory. You gave me something time can never take from me. A light that guides me when life's dark and I can't see. When I'm cold, a hand to hold will comfort me. 'Cause you'll be there, my favorite memory. I tasted life. You'll have my heart in all my dreams each night. Though something calls out yonder now and I must leave, you'll always be my favorite memory. Now don't cry, it's not goodbye, it's just so long. I'll take you with me where I travel from now on. 'Cause when I close my eyes at night and go to sleep, you're lying there, my face.
By with all
cry. I should have known worst was yet to come. Don't you shut up, boy. And the crying time for me had just started now. Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. And then today I started loving you again.
Speak to us, Gino. How about a nice hand for the Lawn Ranger? Yes. I want to tell you all, I heard a cute joke, if I can remember that last night. What does a hurricane, a hurricane, a tornado, and a redneck divorce got in common? What is a tornado, a hurricane, and a redneck divorce got in common? Somewhere, somebody's going to lose a trailer. How many trailer owners have we got out there? How many lost trailers have we got out there? Lord have mercy. Mentioning those guys a while ago, I just saw a fella sitting out there that is... If all the people could be written down that he and his brother inspired through all the years, you'd have a long, long, long list of harmony singers. We among them. And everybody we've influenced, you'd also take directly back to them, too. I'm talking about Charlie and Ira Leuven from the glorious, glorious days of country music during the 50s and the 60s. Charlie's sitting right out there with a green cap on. Charles, stand up, brother, and let him give you a nice hand. Charlie Leuven right there, folks. And, I mean, we're talking some serious stuff here. When I Stop Dreaming and Weapon of Prayer, and I'm talking some serious, serious stuff there. That goes back to that guy right over there and his brother, too. And somewhere along the line, we all go back to there, too. So thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Swing Low Sweet Chariot, too, buddy. Woo! Tech to me. Yes, sir. You want to sing with him now? Come up here, Charles. Come up here. Come here. Charles, come up here. While Charles is coming up here, I tell you what, Bobby and Charles used to sing a song called Swing Low Sweet Chariot, and they don't do it very good, but boy, they do it. While Charles is getting up here, we're going to have the old Dobro boy over there sing a song for you that he had a lot of requests for. It's called The Cherokee Cowboy. Give a nice hand to Gene Wootar. Oh,
need a loon hand. I rode my horse in many strange lands, but then one day I stumbled wild. Far too blue eyes and a sunny smile. So Halloween, Cody, I hear you say a lonesome song. It's calling me back to Montana, back to those hills where I belong. One day I run away from home. I'm coming back and it won't be long. I'll see you again in a little while. You, my darling, sweet, my welcome smile. So Halloween, I hear you say it knows some song. It's calling me back to Montana, back to those hills where I belong.
Hi, old John Deere.
So Halloween, Cody, I hear you said a lonesome song. It's calling me back to Montana, back to those hills where I belong.
Got a good camera. I want you to send me a picture of this. The next thing we're going to do, I think what we're going to do here is just have Charlie and Bobby, just the guitar and mandolin by themselves, come out here and sing that, other than we muddy it up with trying to play with it. So give a nice hand, if you will, please, to Charles Lubin. Charlie Lubin. Charlie, please. And if you'll sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, I'll appreciate it.
We would appreciate the assistance of the band.
No, we don't need them folks there.
Ben, today there'll be no band.
And after this one, the Knoxville girl.
Oh. No, there's not going to be no Knoxville girl either. No autographs needed.
Swing low.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down. Coming for to carry me home. But still my soul is heavenly bound.
Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot.
Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Okay. It's a long story, it goes with this song. Now, I have talked Bob into doing the last verse. And I want to keep a friend. Well, you know, this is a long story. This old boy went out one Sunday evening. And I don't know what he asked the girl to do. But she said, "You want me to do what to what?" He took her by the hair and throwed her in the river and demanded that she go down. And she did. Crime used to not be as profitable as it is today. So we'll sing you the Dick Tracy part of this song. This is what happened to the old boy.
They carried me down to Knoxville and put me in a cell. My friends all tried to get me out, but none could go my bail. I'm here to waste my life away down in this dirty old jail. Because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.
Thank you, Bob.
Please, a nice hand for Charlie Lubin, if you will. Nice hand.
I knew you'd do that. You know I'm going to do that. I told you I would. Have I ever done anything that I didn't say I'd do? No count.
Boy, what a... That's good. Very good. I need somebody that had a good camera. I want to copy the picture of that, if you will, please. We have about 10 more minutes. Had a request to have Terry Eldridge sing a song from his album, a tune called Wildflowers. We've had a special request. He asked me 712 times, just the 713th right then, for Farther Along. We will do that for you, I promise you. If we have to get sent out and back out here and sing it for you, I'll sing that for you. Okay, now, let's see if Mac has to wait all night. That's right. You know, that's not a bad idea. Here's Terry Eldridge from Terre Haute, Indiana. Please give Terry another nice hand, if you will, please. And a song called Wildflowers.
I'm sending you flowers, the sweetheart's bouquet. Each blossom reminds me of your loving way. Day gets sweeter as the years come and go, and our love will blossom like the wildflowers grow. The first in the springtime are the sweet daffodils that bloom by the church side like gold. So blue, they softly whisper, your love will be true. I'm sending you flowers, a sweetheart's bouquet. Each blossom reminds me of your loving way, and each day gets sweeter as the years come and go, and our love will blossom like the wildflowers grow. A white lily from the valley so far, where we'll walk with angels of life's golden star in the heaven kissed by the dew. I'll give you a flower just to say I love you. I'm sending you flowers, a sweetheart's bouquet. Each blossom reminds me of your loving way, and each day gets sweeter as the years come and go. Our love will blossom like the wildflowers grow. And our love will blossom like the wildflowers grow.
That old song takes us all back a long, long ways. They hope you enjoy it. That's on our new CD, When the Roses Bloom in Dixieland. And the young man doing the fiddle work on it plays the fiddle so nice on it. From the state of Florida, David Crow, a nice hand for David. And the gentleman playing acoustic bass, doing the singing on that one there with Terry Eldridge and me from North Carolina also, Terry Smith. A nice hand for Terry. We have our, we've got a little red and yellow tent sitting right across the road over there, right on the corner by the bus. All of our merchandise is there, pictures, not pictures, but Grand Ole Opry souvenir picture books, CDs and their cassettes, and all the guys up here, Gene Wooten. Hold it back there. I can't. I'm trying to make some money here, and you guys got some. If I sell something here.
Sorry, Raymond.
Say the rest of it. We do have a lot of fun out here running around. Hope y'all enjoyed some of this nonsense up here today. Okay, our tent's set up over there across the road. All the guys have CDs and cassettes on the table, and we have Sonny and me lucked out and brought a few of ours today. So during the course of the afternoon visit with us, we have one thing I'll mention to you, that we have some new people come in today that was not here yesterday. I'll mention this very briefly. It's a video of the movie about bluegrass right now. It's called High Lonesome. You might have heard about it. We have some copies of that video on our table. Not a lot of them, but first come, first serve. So we have a bunch of any of you that's interested in a complete movie while we have a video of the whole thing. Okay. We shall.
And we'll undersell anybody else that's got them things here as long as long as it's not under $25. So anyway. We did a tune here 2 years ago, and it was during that Desert Storm War. And people seem to like it quite well. We've recorded it since then, and I had a dozen people yesterday ask me if I would play it, and I shall proudly play this tune.
Thank you.
friend. Lucky Tom, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. 8:45 tonight, we shall return. We want to thank Charlie Luke for coming up and singing with us. We want you to pay close attention to this next group that's coming up. They're going to do some good picking out for you. And we apologize for kind of running over on their time a little bit. Hope they don't mind. Appreciate you all. All the guys, Sonny Bobby, we'll see you after a while.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Osborne Brothers. Let's hear it again for the Osborne Brothers and their show today for you at the Happy Holiday Campground. 8:45, like Bobby. Opry stars, the Osborne Brothers.
Summer's gone and wintertime's coming. Hear my southern home a-calling. It's calling out the old wild goose in me.
Flying, flying South Dixie. Lord, I've been so lonesome and alone.
It ain't no use because my heart's an old wild goose.
And tomorrow I'll be flying south and home.
Mom's a-waiting down in Mississippi, sis in Carolina, the honey lamb.
Grandma and Grandpa's down in Georgia, and my sweetheart's down in Tennessee.
There's a little part of on the south end in my heart, honey, and the south is where I want to be.
Flying, flying South Dixie, Lord, I've been so lonesome and alone.
It ain't no use because my heart's an old wild goose.
And tomorrow I'll be flying south at home. Flying, flying South Dixie. Lord, I've been so lonesome and alone.
It ain't no use because my heart's an old wild goose.
And tomorrow I'll be flying south at home. And tomorrow I'll be flying south at home.
Georgia Mules.
Georgia Mules and country boys are fading fast away.
I know the world goes on, we can't keep living in the past. Still there's a thing or two I sure do wish could last. I got a crazy case of blue nostalgia, remembering mules and cornfields out of my past.
Well, you don't see many mules these days, you don't see many mules, and you don't see many old boys baling hay. I ain't knocking progress, but it hurts me some to say that Georgia mules and country boys are fading fast away.
Saw a mule, but they're nostalgic too. They're trying hard to capture what is missing, although they know deep down those days are through.
Well, you don't see many mules these days, you don't see many mules, and you don't see many old boys baling hay. I ain't knocking progress, but it hurts me some to say that Georgia mules and country boys are fading fast away.
How many girls do you know that ever milked a cow? How many boys that ever walk behind a plow? And who have you seen lately churning butter? Who do you
don't see many mules these days. You don't see many mules, and you don't see many old boys baling hay. I ain't knocking progress, but it hurts me sound to say that Georgia mules and country boys are fading fast away. Georgia mules and them roilers are fading fast away.
Fields of Arkansas.
Arkansas from which I sprung.
Arkansas, are your rivers still flowing? Is your cotton growing white as snow?
Do the young men still piddle with the thought of growing rich and slowly turn old folks sitting
whittling on a stick? Arkansas.
Hound dog. makes a notion of a girl dog's know. He's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo.
He looks like ugly Wound Rover, some dog lovers have said. He got more sense in the end dog than no, and they've got in their head Tennessee Hound Dog.
Tennessee Hound Dog.
Thank you all very much. We're doing nothing but request songs on this show here. We've sat out there for 2 days and taken requests and tried to do them all, and we'll just keep right on with it. We had a special request to do an old Flat and Scruggs song called No Mother or Dad, if you all want to do that one.
Not the same since you're away. We'll see your mother and dad someday. Now mother and dad since you're away, we'll see your mother and dad someday.
Hope you like that. And we have that in one of our CDs up there. Bluegrass Collection is the title of that one there. We hope that ones of you requested some of the songs we've done here, we hope that you enjoy them. And we hope all of you are still there. Some of them was from last night before it started raining, and We didn't get a chance to repeat them last, or do them last night. So here's one we had some requests to do. This is on a CD that we have up there. It's called Hillbilly Fever. And it's an old song, an old Carter family song. That I'm sure back in the days of the Carter family, they performed this in about every place that they went. And of course, later on down the road, by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs did this one here, and a lot of other people. We have it on our CD. It's called You Are My Flower. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. When summer time is gone and the snow begins to fall, you can sing this song and sing it one and all. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way. If we keep on the sunny side of life,
let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always to keep us everyone.
Why don't you all sing along with us now?
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
I can't hear you, Sergeant.
It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way. If we'll keep on the sunny side of life.
One more time.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way. If we keep on the sunny side of life.
So wear a happy smile and life will be worthwhile. Forget the tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Thank you very much. We have that on our CD, Hillbilly Fever. If you buy it, go home and expect it to sound like that, it ain't gonna do it. We didn't put that in there. But thought you'd like that other old Carter Family song there. They had some of the prettiest songs, you know, a whole bunch of them. Everybody down through the years have sung Carter Family songs. Okay, we had some requests for this song right here. You know, we did Rocky Top a little earlier today, and about everybody knows by now that Rocky Top in 1982 became one of the official state songs for the state of Tennessee. And in March of 1992, this song here became, our rendition of this song here became one of the official state songs for the state of Kentucky. And we had some requests for it. Simply called Kentucky.
Thank you.
for me. I will be coming soon.
Thank you very much, Kentucky. I hope you liked that. We had some requests for a song here. We hadn't, we've not tried this one for a while, but it's kind of about the Smoky Mountains, a little bit about the Smoky Mountains. Well, it is about the Smoky Mountains, and we had a record on it once upon a time. I think it only came out on a 45 RPM, and we recorded again in an album later on called I Can Hear Kentucky Calling Me. It's kind of a pretty song. We hope that we had a request for Don't Let Smoky Mountain Smoke Get in Your Eyes.
Don't let Smoky Mountain smoke get in your eyes. If you do, I'm telling you, you want to live there the rest of your life. If Smoky Mountain smoke gets in your eyes.
If you're looking for a place you will love, Smoky Mountain paradise. You'll want to live in the smoke is forever. If Smoky Mountain smoke gets in your eyes.
Don't let Smoky Mountain smoke get in your eyes. If you do, I'm telling you, you want to live there the rest of your life. If Smoky Mountain smoke gets in your eyes.
If Smoky Mountain smoke gets in your eyes.
Don't let Smoky Mountain smoke get in your eyes. If you do, I'm telling you, you want to live there the rest of your life. If Smoky Mountain smoke gets in your eyes. If Smoky Mountain smoke gets in your eyes.
Well, I tell you what, we've got time for one more song, and then we're just don't hang on to what you got there, because we're going to do something a little bit out of the ordinary and a little bit special. And you know, we all musicians up here, we try to do what you all want to hear, because if without you, you people, first of all, without the promoters, why this thing is not possible, and then without you all to come to the shows, why it's not possible either. But sometimes we just do things that. That we want to do ourselves, you know, especially just for us. And so we're going to do one more song. We're going to do Ruby, and then And there's a reason behind that, too. We close our shows with Rocky Top Ruby because that's the most important thing in our career, and we'll ride the old horse until she quits. And if you like that, that's fine. If you don't, I apologize all over the place, but I'm still going to do it. Anyway, we've tried to do everything that you've asked us to do this whole weekend, and we hope that we've come close, and if we haven't, I do apologize for that. But after this song, we're going to do a special thing for us, and just for us, and you all, if you've got cameras, well, get them ready, because I think it'll be important. I think you'll enjoy it. I know I will, and that's what's really important anyway. So, that's got him, Earl. Bobby's going to tell you about something while I gather a little information here. Just talk to him. Tell him a joke.
Well, let's see here. Any of you didn't get a chance to go by our table up there. We'll have it set up for a few minutes when we get finished. A little red and yellow tent right across the road up there, and our bus is parked there. Gino Wooten has us. All the guys have CDs. Gino and Terry Eldridge, Terry Smith, and David Crow, they have their CDs up there on our table and cassettes. And I might mention, in fact, anybody ever been to the Station Inn in Nashville? Have you? I tell you what. Every Tuesday night at the Station Inn in Nashville, there's a group there called the Sidemen, and they play there every Tuesday night that they're all in town, and most of the time that part of the week while they are. And that group consists of Gene Wooten, Terry Eldridge on the guitar, Jimmy Campbell plays the fiddle with Jim and Jesse. He's in the group. Mike Bubb plays the bass, and he's with Dale McCurry Band. And Ronnie McCurry plays the mandolin. He's also in the group. And Robin McCurry plays the banjo down there, and they call themselves the Sidemen. And every Tuesday in Nashville, if you're there during the convention weekend of October, why go by the Station Inn on Tuesday night, you'll see them down there. They got an album, they got a CD on our table up there. It's called the Sidemen. So and Gino Wooten has a CD up there. It's of all the dobro players, Jerry Douglas, Uncle Josh Graves, Gino, and just all the dobro players, and it's a pretty nice CD. And we'll be up there for a little while when we get finished.
I want to make two things clear here. That Jack back there on the sound has done a marvelous job all weekend, and I know that he deserves a great hand. Please give him a nice hand.
Yeah,
all right. And also, I don't know if anybody's mentioned our MC this whole weekend. She's done a wonderful job. I mean, she's done everything anybody asked her to do, and it's really been a pleasure to work with her. And a nice hand for Sherry Boyd, if you will, please. Sherry Boyd.
Ruby! Ruby! Honey, are you mad at your man?
What, Bobby?
I'm digging in the brown gold mine. Oh.
One more nice hand for young David Crow, if you will, please, on the fiddle. David Crow. And for Terry Smith on the bass, if you will.
And for nine toting, the Lone Ranger Wilson one time on the dobro. Terry Eldridge on the guitar. Dangerous Bob the Hatchet Man on the mandolin. Guys have been a super audience, and we appreciate your applause all weekend, and appreciate you coming by the table and listening to some of our lies that we've had to tell. And they've all been, as far as we knew, they were the truth when we told them to you. Anyway, thank you very much. If you're driving tonight, I'll always say this, and I mean it. If you're driving, use your seatbelt. Please don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, and you know, if you have been drinking a little bit, well, let somebody else drive. That ain't no big thing. You ain't no good when you're drunk anyway. Nobody can drive like that other than me. And I will say this, that I was an excellent driver when I was drinking. That's been near 30 years ago, but I was a very good driver. But anyway, don't drink and drive and use your seatbelt. And I hope that your God will go with you, and we can see you before too very long. And just hold your applause now, because we're going to do something else starting right now. I want to, let's just not even end this.
Okay.
They don't need to end it. They know what this is going to, man, that's it. All right, so anyway, that's our show. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do. I told you guys yesterday that a whole lot of the history of bluegrass music is here this weekend. I mean a lot of it. I'm talking about from when it started in the very beginning. And I'm going to the guys that are here. Monroe was here yesterday, of course, and I wish we'd had the thought yesterday, but then we'd have missed some of these fellows today, and that you can't have everything, I guess. First of all, this guy, as far as I know, the first time that he played was with Molly O'Day, yeah, and he played the bass with Molly O'Day. You don't know that. He also worked with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in 1948 when they went to Hickory, North Carolina. He sang with them then. He recorded with Lester and Earl. He worked with Monroe. He sang Sweetheart of Mine, Can't You Hear Me Calling? Please give a nice hand to Mac Wiseman, if you will, please. Mac?
Lord have mercy.
And I want you to tell, maybe in 20 words, your complete life story.
All right, I will. I was on my way over here, missed the road, and I'd gone again.
So long, Mac. No. I just thought that we'd all get out here and let them people take pictures of all those. I thought that'd be nice. All right, yeah. Uh-huh. Just stand there, Mac.
What's he on this week, son, about it?
And then... if you will, please, why don't you say his name?
Bucket Graves?
That's what we used to call him.
Bucket Graves.
Bucket Graves. Josh, come on out here, son.
See? There, he's on our left side, son.
There's Bucket Graves. When did you start the business, Bucket?
When they invented water.
When they invented water, okay.
No, right. 1942.
1942, and Mac, you played bass with Molly in what year?
46.
46, okay. And then Curly Seckler, is Curly back there?
Yeah.
Seckler told me. Seckler told me earlier that he sang with Charlie Monroe in 40. No, it was before that.
39.
1939.
39. And then he was part of the original Foggy Mountain Boys in 49. He went to work with them, yeah. And who did you work with in Nashville in 46?
In 46?
Yeah.
I came to Nashville first in 45 with Dan Bailey and the Happy Valley Boys.
Okay, yeah. All right. Danny Charlie?
Danny
Charlie Bailey.
Charlie, so he was in the service at that time.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, then you were with Lester and Earl for a lot of years and recorded some of their best stuff. Yeah.
Actually, in the name, the Foggy Mountain Boys and the Nashville Grass, up to date, is a little over 30 years total.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
I wore out a couple pair of socks in all those years.
Yeah. All right. Okay, and then another friend of all of ours is Jody Rainwater, Charlie Johnson. Charlie, come out here. And this old boy here, I guess you might have heard some of this earlier, but he played the bass and worked with Lester and Earl in 40...
Went with them in 49 and left 49. Them in 52.
Okay, yeah, and was June part of the original group. And then Kenny Baker. Ken, you back there, buddy? Come out here.
Yeah,
here
it is.
Yeah, yeah. And Kenny Baker, let's see, have we got them all? Oh, how would I forget him? Yeah. And then Kenny, of course, has been picking bluegrass music since in the early 50s. And one of the greatest fiddle players of all time. And then the fiddle player with the original Bluegrass Boys when they started in 1945, Chubby Wise, of course. Please give Chubby a nice hand. And would you give all these men a big nice hand, if you will, please? And you guys that want to take pictures with your cameras, while you go ahead and do that, and we'll just stand here until you get done.
This is a picture from Lots Other Side. That's what I'm doing.
We will be quiet. Just take a picture and hush.
Still do the cackling.
Yeah.
Wait a
minute,
let him stay.
He ain't gonna play. I don't care. We just come to get our beauty.
No. We're going to pick one.
We're going to pick one?
Oh, we're going to pick one.
Well, all right.
Oh, yes.
Your legs are too short.
You're going to have to pay Max. Yes. Sorry, Max. That's awful. That's awful. All right.
I told you your legs are too short to drive. See you driving the bus.
Okay. Okay.
Is that it?
Okay. All right. Hey, y'all, let's play one. But Mac, how much you charge us to play one? How much you charge us to pick one? you know, and Bobby, I think I told you earlier, Bobby started first singing this stuff in 1947, and I started playing it in 48, so that cleared that up. I tell you, when you get to looking around, Mac, we've made funny-looking old men, ain't we? Chubby said, leave me out of that combination, please.
Hey, baby.
All right, we'll play something if y'all want to pick. Go ahead.
Name it.
I wonder how the old folks are.
Sing it, Mac.
Now, you know.
Sing.
Hello.
Get up, Chubby.
Are you ready, one of them?
Turn me out. Turn me
out.
Get up, Chubby.
Oh.
song. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home.
Yeah, we know.
I wonder if they'll miss me while I'm gone. Wonder if they pray for the boy who went away and left his dear old parents all alone. You can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can see the fields of bluegrass where I roam. You can almost hear them cry and kiss the boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. Well, just a village and a homestead on the farm, and a mother'd love to shield you from all harm. A mother loves the truth, a sweetheart that loves you. A village and a homestead on the farm.
One more time, a real nice hand for all these gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I also apologize for the guys that's on in back of us, mainly because I feel sorry for them. Good night. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you all very much. You're very kind to have accepted this, and I really appreciate it a great deal. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you, Sonny. The Osborne Brothers. Let's give the Osborne Brothers another round of applause for their show tonight. What an incredible sight we've had and sound we've had here tonight, and I'm just pleased I was here. Aren't you glad you came to Cherokee for this moment right here, ladies and gentlemen? Well, what a night. That's really something, because like Sonny said earlier, it's just when you sit in these